Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. We talked with Milwaukee musician Trapper Shep not long ago on this show about his latest album, Primetime Illusion. The new release includes a song co-written with Bob Dylan, as well as one co-written by late WUWM program director Bruce Winter.
But there's another song from the album that's gotten attention for both its subject matter, sexual assault, and its 1960s-inspired music video. The song is called What You Do to Her, and the video is animated by Milwaukee artist Casey Hoagland.
Hoagland joined Lake Effect's Audrey Noah Kowski in the studio and explains her approach to the project.
I definitely focused on the lyrics and thought about how empowering it is for women. I thought we're going to have to come up with some imagery that's pretty powerful to match that. And in my head, I went through a bunch of different color ideas and I just started envisioning color palettes and maybe some subject matter and things that would work well with the lyrics as he was talking. Yeah.
Right. So the song is about, you know, the epidemic of sexual assault and the effects these attacks have not only on the women who endure them, but the communities surrounding them. So the verses of this song kind of tell the story of someone who gets away with sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And with your color scheme, you know, you mentioned you were thinking of what would fit. So there's kind of the faded red, the off-white, the different shades of blue. Mm-hmm. Why did you pick those? Was that a play on how the American system deals with sexual assault overall as a country? Or was it just something that was naturally in your head, its primary color scheme?
It was just kind of naturally came into my head, and I definitely associated the blue with that deep navy blue color with like a darker tone as to what's happening. And then, we ended up going through quite a few different color variations, but those are the ones that we landed on and felt best suited the overall theme of the video. And yeah, it just kind of formed as we went along working with it.
When you're thinking of the schemes as you're listening to the song, how long was the process of being pretty firm with like, okay, this is the direction I want to go in? Because I imagine there's hundreds of ideas that could have gone through your head.
Trapper was really great about giving me some creative freedom. So I would just kind of sketch in my sketchbook and then show it to him. And he was all about it. And then some things towards the end, he was like, okay, we can fix this and this. He kind of just let me throw everything out there and then towards the end kind of start nitpicking and fixing it.
Yeah, and the song, you know, Trapper's known for his folk Americana music, so the mm-hmm. song is upbeat, it's driving, has, you know, high harmonica melodies. So despite the theme of the song, you know, if you take away the lyrics and just hear that instrumental background, it is upbeat, you know, maybe kind of contradictory to what some people may think of a song about sexual assault. So mm-hmm. how did you want to approach the opening to set the tone?
Initially, we had a different intro for the video, and we felt like since the beginning with the harmonics was a little bit more uplifted, we felt, you know, maybe kind of tone it down a little bit. And he liked the eye symbol that we have throughout the video, so we kind of just threw that in there as a symbol for the women that deal with this every day, and I feel like that's a good opening to what the song is about.
So can you expand upon the eye and the relationship to the women dealing with that every day?
There's a part in the song that's, I see you in the paper, I see you in the street. So when I heard that, I just thought of an eye kind of morphing and moving around. And then we like the visual of that and how the eye can be kind of anonymous. It's not a specific woman, but it kind of symbolizes women as a whole. So we put that in there. And then, yeah, it's kind of just symbolic of seeing these people that are doing these acts and representing women.
The women also shapeshift a lot yeah. in the video, as well as, you know, various objects and mm-hmm. in its ease of transition. So how did you want to accomplish that and see laying out in your head what was the best flow to keep that circular motion going?
I feel like the morphing is kind of symbolic of how the culture is shifting around it. Things are kind of flowing and moving more so surrounding the topic. And the morphing of the women's faces, I felt like initially it was about how anybody we know can be a victim of this. So different anonymous women morphing into each other, I felt like it could kind of send that message of anybody could be a victim of this, and the culture around it is shifting and we're kind of waking up to it.
And I suppose it's a testament that Trapper wrote the song that the culture is shifting, that men are becoming more vocal about this issue. How did that, what did that mean to you for him to approach you and say, like, this is my song that I wrote about this issue?
I think the more voices speaking out on the topic, the better. I don't think it's just strictly a woman's issue to talk about. I think men should be talking about it as well. It's kind of a two-way street. We need to work together and kind of fight this thing that's happening throughout the country and the world. And yeah.
Yeah, on that note, there was one moment in your video where, you know, a man is holding a flower and at first it's being thrown to the ground, but then more grow from the ground and turn into prison cell bars, which I thought was a really powerful image.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we kind of use the flowers symbolically as women, but obviously they're not taking it anymore with the Me Too movement. So just symbolizing that with the prison bars, and it's going to stop. So, yeah.
Yeah, despite the song, the story of it, you know, with the man getting away, how did you and Trapper want to really examine the meaning of the song and the momentum that you need to carry forward from it? Because even though the song doesn't necessarily have a happy ending, you know, it doesn't come full circle, what do you want to give as a message to listeners and, of course, to viewers who are looking at this music video?
Pretty much that this song and the imagery that I put in it is kind of meant to empower women in these scenarios where these guys are getting away in court and they are basically just getting slap on the wrist for what they're doing. It's kind of hopefully meant to, like, we have the power to stop this, you know, and we can talk about it, and Trapper's talking about it, and I hope my imagery is kind of representing that, just basically empowering women to end this.
When it comes to your drawing style, it kind of is reminiscent of, say, Woodstock poster art 60s, you know, very clean lines, you know, distinct shapes and features, but all having a good flow despite that separation. So what, in the first place, you know, drew you, well, that's a, I guess, a way to say it. What brought you to drawing and illustration?
Just when I was younger, I always did it. I would sit with my friend in class and we would just share a sketchbook back and forth and share, and I just always enjoyed it, and eventually I became known as the art kid, I guess. and I was fine with that. I was happy with making art for people and for myself, and I just kind of knew that that's what I was going to do, so that's what I'm doing.
That's good. Well, and you're in your last year at MIAD here in Milwaukee. Already you've built up a portfolio of working for other people outside of class assignments. Do you see that this transition coming up, that it perhaps will be a little easier compared to a lot of other college students, that you feel an affirmation of the direction you're heading in?
Yeah, I feel good about the things that I've accomplished in college so far. I mean, the other people in my grade, though, they are so talented, and I look at them, and I will say I do have some really good competition, and you know, I'm happy to see that. I feel like my class as a whole is really doing well, and yeah, I mean, the transition, I have some things lined up after that, and so I'm doing good.
With your style being already cemented in a way when you're so young, what do you want to experiment with once you're done with school?
I want to experiment more with animation, for sure. I'm currently doing some more animation for my thesis project at school. I've also experimented a little bit with digital sculpting and 3D sculpting for different video game assets. I've been playing around with that and some concept art and just playing around with, you know, the basics, how I use color and line. I'm more so focused on the digital aspects of turning my drawings into animation or digital 3D sculptures, and seeing how that I can morph my style into that form.
Is that interactive component important to you as well?
More so it has been, yeah. I like seeing people who are watching, like, the What You Do to Her video, how they react to, as the imagery kind of morphs. I like seeing how they experience that and getting feedback on it, and I like seeing people interact with what I've been making lately, and it's a lot more in depth than I feel just a 2D image and having someone walk by and stare at it, it's like you can see them taking time and really focusing on what's happening throughout the timeline. And yeah, it's cool.
Well, the effort certainly paid off. It's a job really well done.
Thank you.
Casey Hoagland, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Milwaukee artist and MIAD student Casey Hoagland is the animator for the video that accompanies Trapper Shep's song, What You Do to Her. She spoke with Audrey Nowakowski. The song is from Trapper's recent album, Primetime Illusion, and you can find links to the video and to his in-studio sessions with us at WUWM.com.
What you do to her, we all see. What you do to her, you should never be.